In Haiti, society is on the brink of complete collapse. As armed gangs increasingly assert control, half of the nation's 11 million people are reportedly in need of humanitarian assistance. With the government in total disarray, once again, the Biden administration has been forced to order the evacuation of American personnel from yet another falling capital. So what on earth is happening in Haiti? That is what we're about to find out. To really understand what's happening in Haiti, we have to go back 14 years to the beginning of what would be three massive consecutive natural disasters. The first was the devastating 2010 earthquake that utterly ravaged the island. Hundreds of thousands of people were killed, and the capital of Haiti, Port-au-Prince, was basically reduced to ruins. Then, 6 years later, another natural disaster struck. Hurricane Matthew, one of the fiercest storms in a decade, demolished the island with winds hitting over 100 miles per hour, further spiraling the nation into a humanitarian crisis. And then another cataclysmic earthquake, this time in 2021, leaving thousands dead and hundreds of thousands homeless in its wake. It was during this time that a number of armed gangs rose up to fill the power vacuums left by Haiti's crumbling governmental infrastructure. The most prominent gang leader to emerge was a fellow by the name of Jimmy Barbecue Chalizier, a former policeman who became the leader of what's called the G9, an alliance of nine of the fiercest gangs in all of Haiti. Chalizier styles himself as a liberator who's come to rescue Haitians from an inept and corrupt Haitian leadership.
Everyone sees only people with guns doing violence, but they don't see the corruption in the country. If you steal state money, if you don't build hospitals and schools and don't care for those in need, all this will continue to spawn violence. Even if you eliminate all armed gangs, if social problems are not solved, there will still be the same amount of violence.
What's so key to the rise of this gang rule is the power vacuum that's been left by Haiti's leadership. Its Prime Minister Ariel Henry has been de facto leader ever since the assassination of their previous Prime Minister Jovenel Moïse. It was under Moïse that the gangs began to grow, particularly those who were willing to terrorize Moïse's political opponents. But since his assassination, those gangs have in effect turned into warlords. To make matters even worse, the current de facto prime minister who was appointed in place of Moïse has yet to hold a democratic election. And so the popular discontent is reaching a fevered pitch where the Haitian people are increasingly clamoring for a liberator in the midst of all of this inept government corruption. And that is where Chalizier is rising to prominence. Just days ago, Chalizier orchestrated a massive jailbreak where armed gangs from the G9 stormed the two largest prisons in Haiti, facilitating the escape of nearly 4,000 prisoners as a supposed symbol of the gang's liberation of the island as a whole. Chalizier is now calling for the resignation of Haiti's de facto Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who has been out of the country trying to forge together an international security force that could help him get his country back from these rising gangs. But conditions are now such that he can't return. Hence, Haiti is effectively without a functioning government. And Chalizier, more popularly known as Barbecue, is now considered the most powerful man in Haiti. Or is he? Someone else is rising up to possibly fill that power vacuum. Someone who's had an astonishingly successful record in taking on gangs and criminal activity, and he's offering to do the same in Haiti. But first, gang, we got our own corruption to deal with, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Politicians like Nancy Pelosi have been getting insider trading secrets for decades now, enabling their returns to beat the market every single year. But thanks to a little-known SEC database, well, guess what? We can have access to the very same trading secrets that these politicians are privy to. We get to see what stock corporate CEOs are buying up in real time, and then we get to piggyback on their trades to gain the same advantage for ourselves that Pelosi and the crooks in D.C. have. My good friend Ross Givens has been tracking insider trading for years now, and his recommendations have led to investment returns of over 200%. Some have hit as high as nearly 1,500%, and now it's your turn. Click on that link below right now and learn how you too can trade like Pelosi. Click on that link and learn how to gain an insider advantage for yourself today. El Salvador's amazingly successful and popular president Nayib Bukele is offering to lend a hand in fixing the chaos that has spiraled out of Haiti. Bukele, who has successfully crushed gangs and drug lords in his own country, offered to do the same in Haiti, but made it clear he would need a United Nations Security Council resolution and the consent of Haitian officials. Now, as many of you know, Bukele rounded up upwards of 70,000 plus gang members in El Salvador and threw them into what's being called a super prison, and in effect restored law and order back to the streets and neighborhoods of El Salvador. And his presidency has been so popular, he was just reelected with 85% of the vote. Now, whether or not Bukele is able to come to the rescue in all of this, what is clear is just how out of touch our American elite are in what's really happening in the world today. Take a look at this. These are photos of liberals like Bill Maher and Susan Sarandon and unfortunately Conan O'Brien, who usually stays out of politics, which he obviously should have here. They're all wearing T-shirts that say, Haiti is great already. Now, they did this in response to when President Trump reportedly questioned why the United States would want to have immigrants from Haiti and African nations. And in the process, he supposedly referred to some of these nations as, quote, shitholes, which was, again, supposedly leaked by unnamed anonymous sources. But what they said is that Trump wanted to institute a merit-based system of immigration that would bring our nation up to the next level, get the best and brightest from around the world, and contribute to making America a great nation again, right? Completely and totally without equal. And these Hollywood stars took issue with that. And in protest, declared that Haiti was already great. It wasn't a shithole. It was already great. In fact, Haiti may in many ways be better than America. And here we are just a few years later. And they're all, of course, eating crow. But it really doesn't matter, does it? Our liberal elite are right now watching the world burn. And the world is burning precisely because the world these liberals think they're in does not exist. Their left-wing ideology renders them devoid of being in touch with reality. The reality is that more and more the world is going through a process known as re-territorialization, where populations are rejecting colonial powers that are seen to be repressive of the will and interests of the people, and in the process, we're seeing what in many respects could be called an epidemic of coups around the world, most particularly in Africa and the Sahel region. And now, what's in effect a coup here in Haiti? All in the name of overthrowing inept powers that rule for their own benefit at the expense of the benefit and interests of the people. Whether or not these warlords are earnest is irrelevant. Their anti-colonialist message resonates with the people overwhelmingly. The people want their nation back, from the oppressive annex of Hollywood and DC alike. That's the world that's rising today, an increasingly re-territorialized world, and it's one that's taken Biden and his Hollywood ilk completely by surprise. Hey, gang, I just wanted to give you a huge note of thanks to each and every one of you, the thousands of you that have recently clicked on the link below and joined our Insiders Club. As many of you know, we took a big hit from big tech. Our channel was completely and totally demonetized, but you, literally thousands of you, stepped in and you rescued me and this channel by bypassing big tech and joining our Insiders Club. You made it loud and clear to the Silicon Valley oligarchs that we're a movement, an army of like-minded patriots who refuse to be silenced by the international woke police. And so once again, I just want to take this moment to thank each and every one of you who have joined our Insiders Club for coming to our rescue. And for those of you who want to join in on the effort and take action, gang, just click on the link below and join our email list. That way we will never, ever, ever lose touch with each other, no matter what big tech does. So just click on that link below, join our email list, and become a part of an army of literally hundreds of thousands of patriots dedicated to taking our nation back, most importantly, together.